What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your boy, Timmy, two-time in the house. What's up, everyone?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Everybody, this is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Shoot, Mr. Sully Saul, it's another one. You know what it is, what it is, what it do, what it do.
First of all, I want to say happy International Women's Day, except for the unborn and the female children who didn't have that day. Next, we're going to talk about the economy. Despite the stock market taking a few hits, February was added another 273,000 jobs. New York Times and MSNBC struggle with that. I got to show you that video.
Oh, that was classic,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Talk about a fail, like total fail, flop. We're also going to talk about the Dem debate. Tulsi is out, and Biden's about to get a desk because apparently people are realizing something's going on, man. Something's going on with Biden. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show.
By the way, did you hear Tim? Tim took that line on the last episode. He stole your line, bro.
He took just it FYI. Out? Oh, he took it.
I totally hijacked it.
No, okay.
Well, I had to make it like you were here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if you didn't know, we did post another episode. No, we did another episode
Just
Thursday.
The two of you?
Yeah.
Oh. So, well, thanks for the invite, assholes.
It was last minute. He texted me. He's like, minute. You want a potty? I was like, sure. I'm doing absolutely right, nothing.
Cool. That's cool.
He's like, thanks, guys, leaving me out. Next time we'll let you know, man. It was, like I said, it was a last minute thing. All right, Heidi, what you got? What's going on?
So since I had coronavirus last week.
She did have coronavirus and asked me to come to her damn house.
So no. Sunday. Okay, first of all, I was not even going to get you infected. Oh. So Sunday night we left here. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I wasn't feeling good. By 2:30, I was throwing up. By 2:35, I was sitting on the toilet praying to God I didn't throw up at the same time as I shit myself. There's no joke.
I can't do it. You got to make the
no.
So I got the flu all day Monday. Oof. Start feeling a little better Tuesday. Wednesday morning, wake up. I was like, oh my God, I need to go to the ER or the urgent care or doctor. Something had a double ear infection Wednesday, no. Thursday. Antibiotics Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. I finished them this morning.
Oh, Jesus. And she's in my house right now infecting us. No. And I start a new job tomorrow.
No, I'm totally
thanks,
good.
Heidi.
I'm totally good.
You know, she was having a moment. You remember Horrible Bosses? Real quick, you remember that show Horrible Bosses?
Yes,
movie?
The movie.
Wait, when she's in the in the bathroom all drunk and she's like, I gotta sneeze, and she's on the wall from sneezing. That was Heidi.
Oh, wow. Bad, you guys. Oh my god, I thought I was dying. Let me kickstart it off.
One of the cases out in Arizona that had the coronavirus, I guess.
Right?
She's undocumented.
Yeah, I'm undocumented. So I thought, well, what the hell? Let's kickstart it with that. And they're saying right now that we've got about 520 cases in the U.S. and they're still whining and bitching and moaning about this. But let's talk about other shit that is real instead of, come on, people. Everybody's putting warnings out. Wash your hands. Why are you not washing your hands already on a regular basis?
So I heard the perfect thing real quick. I heard the perfect thing on one of the radio shows that I listen to every day. The guy's like, you know what? He's like, you know, I actually started. He's like, I always wash my hands. But he's like, you know, like when I travel and whatnot. But he's like, you know, normally after I pee, you know, I never wash my hands. And then we're like, what? He's like,
oh, wow.
He's like, I love touching my dick. Why it's not dirty? You know what I mean? He just said it just like that. But he's like, yeah, I wash my hands now after I pee.
Because of the coronavirus.
Oh, so this whole time, this guy's been shaking people's hands after he's taking a piss.
Jesus. So you know what's his name? Ted Cruz, apparently, he interacted with somebody who ended up getting coronavirus. This was about 10 days ago at CPAC.
Yeah.
And so.
There's something here about it.
Oh, yeah. You go ahead. I'll let you read about it.
Yeah. So there's because it's coronavirus is going around all over, right? So they keep saying. And to your point, Ted Cruz did self-quarantine himself after interacting with an individual that had the coronavirus. We got a cruise line finally coming in the coast of Oakland, California, that they had a case documented and they finally let it come and dock. I guess that today it was docking.
Oh, wow.
Or this week, whatever. No, today. Sorry. And then there was a young man who had his bar mitzvah coming up, but has been quarantined as well for it. And so he did like an online bar mitzvah because he couldn't be around anybody, but they still stuck. So
online bar mitzvah.
Yeah, like a FaceTime.
I don't know if that would be fun.
Well, it was still cute and unique for just, people coping with the shit.
Dude, they canceled South by Southwest.
They they had to send out a big thing our USA Gymnastics, the gymnastics circuit that Laura competes on, because I guess parents were emailing and calling in and going, well, what are we going to do about our kids at these competitions? It's like, come on, people. Yeah. It's no different than the freaking flu.
The NCAA is talking about not letting people go to the March Madness games, just having them play in an empty auditorium
This
is ridiculous.
Yeah, the NBA,
this is ridiculous.
The NBA said the same thing. And you know what? I don't really like the guy, but LeBron James, you know what? I like what he said. He goes, I'm not even going to play then. He goes, I play for the fans. Obviously, that he wants money, but I don't want to play basketball with no fans. It's what I mean? It's so stupid. Right now, the WWE, because everybody knows I watch wrestling, right? But the WWE has a pay-per-view going on right now in Philly. 14,000 people are in a stadium. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's complaining. You know what I mean? A little alcohol, a little sniff, and you're good. You know what I mean? But
did you see those memes where they have the rolled up bill next to the lines of emergency?
Dude,
coronavirus.
It's crazy, man. Have you guys seen the videos of Costco?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you seen these, Nelson? No.
Yeah.
We were in Costco
Thursday.
I have
one of those videos. I'm going to show it. I did want to mention that. Donald Trump had a town hall with Fox News in Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he was asked this question about, him interacting with people, right? Because he's the president, he's campaigning. And, obviously everywhere he goes, people want to shake his hand. People want to give him a hug, And, he's asked, how are you? So he's like, obviously Trump is Trump. And so he's like, basically says, hey, if we want to get rid of the whole handshaking thing, now's our chance. He said, because, it was rumored that he was a germaphobe or whatever. And he's like, if people came up to me and wanted to shake my hand and I said, no, I wouldn't win an election. He says, so I'm shaking everybody's hand. He's like, I'm not going to stop doing that. He said, so
they had videos of one of the Asian countries where they're not shaking hands anymore, but they're tapping feet. Did you see that? The dancing where they're tapping opposite feet, and that's how their feet, and that's how they're shaking hands.
I've watched people doing meet and greets over the weekend. They're wearing gloves. People in the supermarket that are, the cashiers and whatnot, they're wearing gloves. I'm like, that's great. Awareness, that's fine. But actually, I don't mind that. When you see somebody with a glove, you're taking your precautions. I agree. But you're not judging people for not, But, this is too much. Nobody did this with H1N1 and SARS and all that crap. These guys are just freaking out about this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Anyway.
All right. Yep. And last but not least, oil prices are expected to plunge 30% after Saudi Arabia stuns the world with massive discounts. Look at Timmy's getting ready to have heart failure. He must have money there. Did you invest in Saudi Arabia?
No.
Oh.
But because of that, last week was coronavirus. This week is oil. The futures are down over 1,000 points because of this.
Yeah.
The 10-year treasury bond went below 0.5%. That's not, they are doing everything they can to screw this economy before the election. So this is 100%.
I'll tell you this though.
They're doing this on purpose.
I this morning I woke up, there was birds outside and I'm like, yeah, spring's here, man. And you know what that means? It's this season, the flu season is about to end. So, and they're
going
to move
on.
You
got the flu right now.
They're going to move on to the next hysteria. No, this was me yesterday, man. I was late. I was out, whatever. So I'm, recovering. The
Saul
whole day
was
today,
doing Saul.
Basically. I was doing the.
Remember, he got an extra hour of drinking last night.
Exactly. So I'm a little in the recovery mode right now from yesterday's shenanigans.
Anyways, you should never say Saul is doing Saul because that sounds like he's doing another Saul. Saul's doing Saul. Ew.
Saul's being Saul.
Yeah, Saul's just being Saul. Not
only
doing
you. You would come up with like that. All right. So there we go.
All right. So that's it. Okay. So let's go right into it. I'm going to talk about Gaff Biden. Had another episode at this
point. His new nickname, Gaff Biden.
Gaff Biden, because dude, at this point, it's just sad, man. Sad that no one around him is telling him, yo, something might be wrong, man. Because I'm going to play this for you guys because, you know, obviously Trump and everybody's tweeting this out because basically he had a Freudian slip. And I'm going to let you listen to it. Again,
to quote the Constitution again.
The gift that keeps on giving. I'm telling you, man. And after this, like I said, it's not going to stop. I mean, we still have another, 6 months, 8 months, maybe. Wait. Yeah. 8 months of this. And I don't know how this guy's going to keep not putting his foot in his mouth. Go ahead.
From a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
What? Did you catch what he said?
We can only reelect Donald Trump. Is that what we're doing here?
He said we cannot win this reelection. We can only reelect Donald Trump. That's what he said. I'm going to play this for you again. And again, it's clear what he said.
Turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
Jesus.
We can only reelect Donald Trump.
We can only reelect.
But like, I love what Trump says. So Trump, no filter, man. While he, this guy is just on it, dude. When he saw that, like his tweet just goes, yeah. Couldn't agree with you more, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well,
now, I'm just like, Jesus. Do?
Now that you, so everybody's basically dropped out and they're basically pushing Tulsi Gabbard out, and it's now Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Now, you know, I'm on TikTok and I follow a lot of the political stuff, and liberals on TikTok are begging the Democrats to not vote for Joe Biden. Here's one. It's actually, this should be played everywhere for the Democrats.
Please don't make me vote for Joe Biden. Jesus. Please
very excited, young that's man, please woman, person. Who is that?
Too much.
To vote for Trump.
Exactly. Please don't make me vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, please.
I'm gonna put a beat to that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's gonna get hysterical before things.
Don't they realize that they can vote for Trump if they wanted to, if they don't like Biden?
No, they will. But you got to remember, these people will vote the devil over Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were gonna elect Hillary a couple years ago.
Literally, they would elect a felon that's killed and raped children and women and everything that they stand against. Just to not vote for Donald Trump, they would vote for that person.
Yeah, I could.
That's how deranged and delusional they are.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Right.
It's a thing.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know what's going to happen, because obviously Bernie cannot win, and the Democrats, the establishment, they're not going to allow him to win. They're not going to let it happen. And so there's rumors now that that somebody might make a comeback. Hillary Clinton.
Jesus.
And
I said this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you guys said, no, you can't do that. You can't do it. I said, this is prime time for her, man.
Well, you know,
at this point,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Basically, at this point, there's already, are we calling them delegates? Delegate votes? The primary delegates?
Yep.
Basically, at this point, there's already too many of them out there. Even if she joined now, she would never get the 1,100 or whatever that's required to win, right?
Doesn't matter. Goes to the primary, DNC.
If it's a contested convention or election, right, for the party, then the rules might change. They may end up saying, well, you know what? Here are three people now. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. Maybe Biden might put her in the ticket. I honestly don't know, but there a documentary came out on Hulu that I just started watching, and you know, again, like I said, they're propping her up, repropping her up, putting a new light, new spin on a lot of things. Like, for example, In essence, they're humanizing her, you know, and saying all these things that they said about her. This is the explanation, right? So, you know, the 30,000 emails, you know, they go through this. They tried to explain it away, basically, why she had 30,000 emails. And but again, it's just another attempt to rebrand something that the American people, in essence, rejected, man. She lost a lot of support. And I don't see the Democrats winning this, because especially if they're looking for her to be the savior of their party, man. Anyway. All right. So. Okay, let me go to this topic, because MSNBC and the New York Times had a segment on what show was that, Tim? I forget what show it was.
I don't remember the name of the show, but it was an MSNBC show, and yeah, the girl was being interviewed.
I'm trying to figure out who the anchor was. Let me play it. I forget his name, but. I want you guys, have you guys seen this, Heidi, Jeremy? I know you guys don't like
Snap. I have not.
Because when I watch this, I watch the explanation before I watch the video. So I'm going to let you watch this raw. And I mean, when I saw the video, I'm like, yeah, it's clear how bad this, they just fumbled this dude. All right. So let me set it up here. So they're talking about Mike Bloomberg. All right. How about Mike Bloomberg spent a lot of money, right? And so they're going to try to put this in context and explain how much money Bloomberg spent.
When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is
who did I hear that was kind of did a breakdown of this? Because nothing that goes in the news just goes up there, right? There's people who review it, right? People who edit it, and people who
nobody caught
this.
Oh my god!
And everybody's saying, yeah, $500 million. That's a lot of money. Everybody could have been, hold on. Even if it was true and their math is right? And their outrage is that there's too much money, right? There's what they were saying is 500 million, everybody in the United States would get 1 million and everybody would be a millionaire. Well, what happens when everybody has $1 million? The price of everything skyrockets. So even they don't understand basic economics,
yeah,
right? If everybody becomes a millionaire, it's not like everybody's going to go buy a house, because now there's the demand for things goes up. And so now something that would have, a chocolate that would have cost $10, now it's going to cost $1 million. You know what I'm saying?
$1,000.
Exactly.
Right.
So for me, just on that, because they don't understand economics, they're completely wrong. But obviously if you follow this, it would be like a dollar what? If 300 million people would get a dollar what? Something, right? Not a million.
Dollar, yeah, like a dollar. Somebody actually did the math. Yeah. So.
These guys are really
intelligent people.
These are the people who are reporting the coronavirus, right? These are the people who are creating that hysteria. But you know what? I guarantee you this is what happened. They're like, rush this. This is brilliant. Boom, rush it, public, boom, boom. Yeah. And they got it up there because they're hysterical and because they know that, you know, people love this sensationalism stuff. And that's why they report it.
Well, you know what this reminds me of? Remember Anchorman? And go fuck yourself, San Diego. that's what that just proved is that these guys, quote unquote, intelligent people have degrees. They, you know, they have a brain. They're reading off a prompter and retweeting something. Right. This isn't their own thoughts. You know that. No. They put it out there and somebody, because their expectation is that people are giving them things that have been fact checked so they can produce it, and they just regurgitate it. You don't think that guy feels like an idiot after saying that? Because you can tell that this was scripted.
You should have felt like an idiot when you were reading it going,
No, but this was scripted. This was scripted verbatim. That's how you could tell they are really not even thinking about anything. They're just putting people up there just to regurgitate right. something that somebody in the back is reading. Yeah.
Put up a pretty face so that someone will watch it, and then they'll watch the ad that's ad that's after it, and we'll make our money.
Dude, the comments on Twitter and the memes were hysterical, bro. I couldn't stop laughing. I was going to send it to you guys, but I was like, I don't want to crush the weekend show.
They deserve to be made fun of because, see, again, they need to be more careful in what they talk about, right? They need to filter a lot of that stuff out, and they don't, right? Because they would rather create a narrative, and the narrative is there's too much money. And you only hear them complain about there being too much money when it benefits them. They never complain about this any other time, right? And Tim, you alluded to it earlier, and it's what's happening. Is this the Costco video that you were talking about, Tim?
This is the fight. This is the fight that about to show, right? Oh yeah, this is great.
this is the women, the old woman, and So people are in panic and they're going out to the store and they're basically buying everything because it's the apocalypse is coming, and just watch this for the listener. It's an older woman and a younger woman who are fighting over toilet paper. Now, obviously, I don't think this is in the United States. I think this is Australia.
What?
If I'm...
So they're fighting over toilet paper.
Yeah, Australia. Yeah.
Why?
People are stocking up on two things.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer and toilet paper
and masks,
but really more at Costco.
Oh, and paper towels.
Well, yeah, at Costco. I mean, I walked in there today to buy coffee right away. Yeah. Anybody that had a big cart, they go, there is a minimum.
Maximum.
Maximum on what you can take on water and paper, on certain products, because people going in and they're gutting Costco. Costco stock is going through the roof right now because of all this. But what I have a problem with is,
why?
People are they're consuming all this hand sanitizer. People are forgetting that there are industries that actually need hand sanitizer, and there's people that now don't have it because they're consuming all of it. People that actually that are sick that need hand sanitizer at home, people with cancer, or they have medical devices in there, and people coming in checking on them, hospitals, they're running low, and they can't get it because they're gone. So that's a problem. People with this mass hysteria, again, the media is causing this problem, like the world is coming to an end, and they're not reporting on one of the biggest key factors of a lot of people that have gotten coronavirus in the last couple weeks. The recovery numbers are much greater than the death numbers. Okay, so let's not talk about that at all. CNN, MSNBC, fucking Fox, nobody's talking about it, and they're creating this mass hysteria. And yes, it's gutting the entire, all these stores. It's like a big snowstorm coming back east. They get the bread and milk.
Do you know people with coronavirus are looking for people with Lyme disease right now?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. What a bump. I stole that from somewhere.
What about the salt?
That is the ultimate dad joke.
I'm gonna put that on my Tinder profile. I'm gonna say it.
Coronavirus looking for Lyme disease.
Coronavirus man looking for. where did you hear that, Heidi? I read it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's this morning. I read it on Facebook this morning. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh dear Lord!
Because you need the Corona with the Lyme, man. That's the only way to make it right.
Put the Lyme in the coronavirus and shake it all about.
So you know me, like I drink Jack and Coke, right? But we were doing pub crawl. So, we're going one place to the next. And yeah, dude, after like the third Jack and Club Soda, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to keep up with everybody. So I switched to beer. And yeah, I was drinking Corona the whole time.
Nice.
But yeah.
And yeah, how many times did you take a piss that last night?
All everywhere I went, I was like, okay, what's the bathroom down here?
That's why I stopped drinking that shit.
Whenever you guys visit, we're gonna hit up the South Side, and I'm gonna tell you, like, there's a lot of cool restaurants and bars out there, man. I had a good time. There was some interesting places.
Good.
All right. So let's see. Women fighting toilet paper. We got that. That's freaking hilarious. Now
we had that problem Thursday. Yeah. We went and did our grocery shopping, and we were at Costco, and there were a couple of men standing there. Remember? And they're like, "How can you be out of toilet paper and paper towels, and like they were pissy. I'm like, well, what do you expect?
We bought.
They were out of water. Well, because the pallet of Charmin that they had there was the last pallet of Charmin, and the pallet of Bounty
paper towels.
They were saying though there's posts on how to make your own face masks. That's why they're selling out of toilet paper and paper towels everywhere.
I'm not even worried about that. Why are you not buying the Costco branded toilet paper and paper towels? It's fantastic.
Jeremy doesn't like it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I used to buy it for the longest time, and he's like, no, I don't like this.
It's fantastic. That's what I got in the bathroom over now. I love it. And plus, they come in bulk and they're big rolls, and damn, that shit lasts me all year.
All right. No, not buying it.
So you're you're creating the shortage. Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay. It was crazy. I buy one.
He's not touching his butt with no Costco toilet paper.
I used to use recycled toilet paper.
Are you washing your hands after you touch your pee-pee? Are you washing your hands up to the...
No. And then I pet my dog. I infect him with the
This is why your dog stays away from you.
Anywho,
that's freaking
no.
Hilarious.
I wash my hand. I'm very anal and very anal about my
hands. All the toilet paper.
Yeah, and just cleanliness, man.
Yeah, hygiene. Yeah.
Hygiene, like ugh.
If no other reason, wash your hands when you go to the bathroom, just for the mere fact that you probably haven't washed your hands today while you're touching your computer and shaking hands and the doorknobs and the light switches and the everything else.
And you know what I have a problem with? All of a sudden, everybody's all about hygiene now because of coronavirus. Bitch, no, you should have been worried about hygiene before coronavirus.
I already said that.
You know what I mean? Because, like you go take a shit and you don't wash your hands and then you go shake somebody's hand, like, whoa, 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 whoa. You should always clean your hands when you get done with the bathroom, when you're done eating, when you fucking, you know, like you said, typing on the computer all day, touch door handles. We touch so much shit every day. And then we rub our eyes and we fucking, scratch your nose and pick your ass. You know what I'm saying? Wow. You're just infecting yourself with diseases all day long.
Remind me not to shake at Tim's hand.
Wow.
or touch his doorknobs or anything like that. Oh my God, I'm drinking out one of his glasses right now. I'm probably going to have coronavirus.
You're going to have one of coronavirus. You're going to have herpes.
Oh my God.
It's a cesspool of amoebas at Tim's.
Remember?
You're going to have the AIDS. You're going to have the AIDS.
The AIDS.
Not just HIV, but the full AIDS.
You're
going to
have the full AIDS. Sorry. It's not a joking matter. Anyway, what else you got for us, man? I can go on and on about being fucked up.
So like I was saying, Trump, had a town hall with Fox News, and it was another record breaking. It was the most watched cable news town hall in history, man. 4 million people tuned in to listen to it. And again, another record. And, the guys like, we've talked this over and over again in the show. He's breaking record after breaker. And the more he's out there, the better he's getting. I think you said that to him a while ago. And just the more he's out there, he's just getting better and better. The way he was interacting with the crowd. Did you guys get to watch that at all?
A little bit.
No.
I watched a little bit. Yeah. Nope. I mean, the little kid, I like when the kid, the young adults were asking him a question, and he just answered anybody's question, man. And you know what you could tell? You know why you could tell that this guy actually is not crazy and he's not reading off prompters or anything like that? He does not stutter when he answers. He answers the question. He's got the answers. He is quick. He's not like, Sleepy Joe over there, like, bah, 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 and fucking, bite, I'm a bite all the house. You know what I'm saying? Dude, he's not stumbling.
Yeah, exactly. I love his Bernie Sanders
he's
impression.
He's not stumbling on himself. You know what I mean? Like, when he talks, he's got the talking points. He's got the answers. He actually will give you something that's not what he always tweets. I mean, granted, yes, he always... Somebody could talk about like the world coming to an end. He's like, unemployment 3.5%, the best in the world. You know what I mean? He does the political thing, but he's not afraid to answer a question and give you an answer. And he tells you directly. And even if he says some dumb shit, he still says it and he owns it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not afraid.
You know, he was asked in this at this event, the town hall. One of the guys asked him, hey, right now politics are getting kind of ugly. And there's a lot of, name calling being thrown around. What can we do, he says, to bring more civility to this whole debate thing and this whole just how it's turned out. And he gave actually a great answer. He does it in Trump style. And one of the things that he said is, look, he said, people advised him to turn the other cheek. And he said, you know what? If I had turned the other cheek, I would not be sitting here. And he said, and he says, I'm going to continue. If people punch, if somebody punches, I'm going to punch back. He said, I'm going to, you know, because that's how it is. And he's so right, man. And to me, that's the reason why he won.
Yeah.
Because again, we go back to Romney, the turncoat. When he was confronted about something that they caught on a hot mic, not necessarily a hot mic, he was talking to, you know, people who supported him. And instead, he backtracks. And if he would have owned it and said, you know what, people who don't, what, the 50 million people who are on welfare are most likely not going to vote for me. True. That's a true statement, right? Because these people are going to vote for the party that promises them more free shit. And if he would have just said that, you know, obviously not in those words, but if he would have owned it and said, yeah, and it's the truth, the people would have supported him, and they would have said, finally, somebody who speaks the truth. Finally, somebody who, you know, has a backbone.
So, you know, remember the infamous voice recording that got, you know, that was spread all over the internet, you know, grabbed him by the vajayjay.
The Billy Bush.
Yeah, right? Most politicians would have dropped out. Would have dropped out, and they would have a press statement, everything. You know what he did? He comes right up in the face of everybody, goes, and he's like, yeah, I said it. But he's like, listen to the context. He goes, I'm not saying I grab him. He's like, these girls throw themselves at you and we'll let them do that. You know what I mean? And he doubled down on it. You know what I mean? And he had all the libtards and all the femmes and everybody all upset. And guess what? He still ran. Still won.
No, if you remember this, people told him, you know, people were like, oh my God, he's done, right? And I think I've showed you guys this documentary. People were telling him, dude, this, you were going to have to do a lot of, we're going to have to come and issue apologies and this and that. And he was like, you know what? And I think Steve Bannon was the guy who came up with this idea, but Trump was like, let's do it. And what he did is he brings out all the freaking people that Clinton had. You know, we're claiming that he had raped them and you know, hurt him during, and how Hillary Clinton attacked those women. He goes out and he calls a press conference and he sits those women in a row, and those women defended him. So again, he's a fighter, and you know, the question, you know, obviously the guy who asked the question is being honest, right? Sometimes, you know, yeah, maybe it's a little too much, but again, if he takes shit lying down, yeah, you know, we need a fighter. We're tired of this playing.
That's what a leader
bullshit
is. A leader will fight for the people and what's right. I'm sorry, whether you like the guy or not, he is trying to fight every step of the way. You know, when people are like, oh, World War III is coming, even though North Korea did fire some, you know, some missile today, came out of South Korea before we started the show, so I don't know what's going on with that.
South Korea?
North Korea fired missile, really? That nobody even knows what this missile was, so... There's drama again.
It was confetti saying, we love Trump. Yeah. Confetti.
But
Trump don't like North Korea. Korea, asshole.
Korea, asshole. But it's just, this guy fights, man. And he's not 100% transparent, but he's pretty damn transparent, because guy tweets 500 times a day. And I'm pretty sure those are his words, not somebody else's words. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's a big boy and tweets himself. Sorry.
You know, you did say something, Tim, about his ability to have access to information and data at his fingertips. Like, and it, that's a gift. Is that something like, I wish I had that. I wish I could cite, you know, facts as quickly as he does. And that's a good skill he has. And I think in the debates, it will show, because again, if you look at how Biden is, he doesn't even know how to quote the Constitution, dude. and he's going to be he's going to have his ass handed to him.
So even Obama, as much as Obama in the beginning, he was a great speaker.
Yep.
But then when he took the reins and he had to start giving conferences and, you know, State of the Union, he would always he would stutter a lot, and you'd see his eyes like freaking out, like he's trying to remember everything. You know what I mean? Like, and he still does that to this day. And he's just like, you know, I don't want to stutter. This guy. Yeah, like, so when Trump debates either one of these guys, all you're going to be hearing, and this is going to be the next meme, you're just going to see them go, and you're just going to see their different faces and their eyes popping out. You know what
so
I mean?
So do you think that stuttering is related to them trying to remember what lie they told and trying to keep the lie going? Whereas Trump's just like, I'm not going to lie about anything. I'm going to tell it the way it is. And I can keep telling it over and over again because that's the way it is.
Well, stuttering to me is also, it's part of a false confidence.
Right.
You know, because you're trying to collect your thought and say it the right way and you don't know what you're saying and you're not content or you're not confident with what you're saying. So you're trying to find, I do it all the time because, you know, I got false confidence, and I say shit and I own it. But
yeah, that's what I
don't give a shit. I'll admit it.
It's one thing I noticed about Jordan Peterson when he go on his videos and stuff or his conferences, whatever you call them. They'll ask him a question and he'll stop for a second. And he'll look down and he'll think about it and then he'll answer. He's not in a hurry to start spewing out words. He's just like, okay, I understand what you asked and this is my response. And it's, why can't everybody do that? Yeah. You know, you don't have to start spewing words immediately.
You know what? Now that you bring up Jordan Peterson, I saw this guy who breaks down because Jordan Peterson, what put him on the map was an interview he had with someone, I think she was in Britain.
And
she was kept putting him trying to change his words basically. So she's like, what you're saying is, or what you're, you know, and she would then, you know, speak the feminist talking points just to prove a point. And he's like, that's not at all what I said. And so anyway, so this guy, he breaks down how Jordan Peterson is a master at this. And like you said, Jeremy, it's because Jordan Peterson listens to what the person is saying. And then he, like you said, he pauses and he's like, well, no, actually, let me answer this question. And then he'll go and answer that question. Again, that's a gift. Somebody who can, especially when she throws a bunch of stuff at him and he'll answer, then goes back, thinks about it, and then answers point by point. And again, it's a gift. And Jordan Peterson has that. And I hope he gets well, because right now I think he's got some, he suffers.
The medical issues.
Yeah, he's having some medical issues. So, He's in our prayers, Jordan Peterson. Get better, man, because the world needs you right now, man. Yep.
You know, and to your guys' point, right? When we talk about these public speakers and people on the radio, you know, anybody that, even for us, right? I mean, anybody that is providing information and answering questions, citing facts, and you know, trying to figure out fact fiction, you know, do a synopsis on a video, you know, and you give a review or an overview. It's public speaking, right? Like when you look at good public speakers, and whether you're a CEO of a company or, you know, a radio or a politician, you have to think about what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Because everything you say, people are going to hold against you if you say it wrong. Case in point, you know, $500 million, you'd have, you know, lunch money left over. You know what I'm saying? So you can't literally take that away. When you're like, take me serious, and you're like, you're the guy that came and do math, get out of here, you know, get off my lawn, you know, you gotta be very knowledgeable in every topic that you're going to talk on. If you're going to talk, you know, if I'm going to go and try to cite, you know, biology and how coronavirus works, I better be well informed. So when somebody answers me questions, I can think about it and answer it correctly to what I've done in my research. Whether we're doing it, you know, something in the show, if I start spewing off facts that don't make sense, it holds us accountable. You know, people can hold us accountable and say we're not a good show, you know, or I can't listen to a radio show if they're providing fake news. You know what I mean? Or facts that aren't factual.
The problem with that is there's millions of people watching CNN every day. And
right.
They can't get their facts straight.
But here's the difference. If you're doing an opinion based show, my opinion doesn't always have to be based. It's going to sound dumb, but my opinion doesn't have to be based on true facts because it's my opinion. I don't believe if I'm one of those that say I don't believe the facts that people tell me, because anybody can write that up. This is how I believe based on patterns or this or that. You can have that. And that's kind of like what even an editorial can be. You know, when you have editorials, you're giving your opinion based on something.
But CNN's not giving their opinion. Well, they're not supposed to be giving their opinion. They're supposed
but
to be
that's
delivering
the difference.
The news.
When you look at a lot of these news stations, they're becoming more opinion based. They put on anchors that are giving opinions. That's why the Tucker Carlson show, the Sean Hannity show. I don't even know Piers Morgan and the other knucklehead, Anderson Cooper. You know, they start wine. They give some facts, but they really do count. You know, they skew it to their opinion, and they give you how they feel, and people believe them.
Right, but those are separate shows, other than their quote unquote news segments, right?
But when when CNN plays the news most of the time? No, you know when CNN plays the news most of the time? At like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when you get like the news. They do it overnight.
That's because there's only like an hour of useful news in a day, and they have 24 hours to fill with.
But they're
bullshit.
Trying to get ratings.
Right.
Regular news is not ratings anymore.
I think Jeremy, you said this, you know, back then, you know, when the news was at least semi-honest, for example, Walter Cronkite, people didn't know what his politics were. I think it was you, Jeremy, said people didn't know what Walter Cronkite, where he stood.
Felt.
Exactly. Because he just reported the news, facts. And that's it. And leave the opinion to.
And that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. But that doesn't happen today. Today, see, for example, again, going back to this MSNBC New York Times lie that they told, right? The damage is done, right? And what's the damage? The narrative that there's too much money in politics and yada yada yada, right? Again, they only bring this up when the other side has more money. And we talked about this in the last episode. That's when there's too much money. You know, let's not talk about how much the unions give to the Democrats, how much corruption there is there. But you know, that's when. And so the damage is done. And who says this? There's a quote: a lie makes three trips around the world before the truth can put on its pants. You know,
and never heard that one before, but yeah,
you know, because it's the truth. Now the damage is done. They've created this narrative, and people are like, yeah, let's get rid of money. And it's like, wait, you didn't even say the truth, and so the damage is done, and that's they're irresponsible with the facts,
right? And it's getting to the point where the only way it's going to stop is when people start suing them. It's like the Covington high school student that. And turned around and sued, I think it was CNN for like hundreds of millions of dollars, and they ended up settling out of court. And that kid most likely walked away with double figure million dollar settlement. Oh,
yeah. He's still life. Going. There,
yeah. Oh yeah, he's going after everybody
going down
else
the
too.
List. Speaking of CNN and suing, you saw what else happened, right?
No,
Trump.
Oh yeah, Trump suing CNN.
Good.
Oh
yeah, it's the only way it's going to stop. It's the only way it's going to stop. It's a business. And the only way you can stop a business from doing things wrong is to sue them.
Well, and it's perfect timing. And
was it libel or defamation? What was the? I heard about that he's suing him, but I didn't know. Shit. I don't know the details to the case.
I want to say it's libel. I think they're going after libel. It could also be defamation of character because they did that too. But it's the perfect time because you know what? The elections are coming up,
and if CNN.
Yeah, Trump is suing CNN.
Yeah.
It's a good time to slap that case on because you know the propaganda. Okay, you know what? Start reporting news.
Libel.
It is. Okay. Start reporting news. Tell the facts. And if you're going to give your opinion, make sure that you're giving opinion based on fact and you're saying, well, this is what Trump, if Trump said he was going to promise this and he came up short, okay. But if you're saying Trump's a racist, Trump's a this, Trump's a that, Trump's a that, dude,
he's a pussy grabber.
Yeah, you're that's fake
Heidi,
news.
Can you read some of that?
Yeah, so it says this is the third one in the last 10 days that they're suing. Trump campaign sues CNN for libel seeking millions of dollars. President Trump re-election campaign filed a libel lawsuit against CNN on Friday, the third such suit against a media organization in the last 10 days.
So different media organizations. Nice.
The suit filed in U.S. District Court alleges that CNN intentionally published false and statements about the Trump campaign seeking help from Russia to win the 2020 election. The complaint says it stems from an opinion piece posted on CNN.com. Yeah, so they're going after CNN. Good. I'm trying to see if it shows who the other ones are since this is the...
Get them all. Get them all. That's the only way they're going to clean up their act. You know,
Northern District of Georgia.
Yeah.
Is that a news channel?
Comes after the campaign sued Washington Post on Tuesday and New York Times last Wednesday.
All right.
So there's your three: CNN, Washington Post, and New York Times.
Great. Bankrupt them.
Look, To me, this goes for every side.
Yeah,
this is every side.
Sure. It says they want to hold the publishers accountable for their reckless false reporting and also to establish the truth.
Which, if you're going to say, CNN doesn't even say they're a news network anymore. They're just CNN. They're like MTV. They took out like what their meaning is.
Well, ESPN, you know what I mean? They completely got rid of what ESPN means or what it stood for. It's just worse.
Yeah, they're all just going by their acronyms because they're starting to not do what, you know, it's becoming more and more about ratings because, you know, nobody just wants to watch the news. Watching the news is boring and depressing.
Right.
So if I put some, you know, some people that have, you know, some intelligence, they're a little famous, they look good, they can speak, and they start, you know, now people thinking that's the news, I got ratings. That's why they laugh when, you know, Trump is all about, oh, CNN's ratings down in the tank, you know, down in the toilets again. They can't even crack this, crack that. It's true, but you're a news network. If you're not going to report the news, don't even just say, hey, we're an opinion based organization now. What we say is opinion, and put a disclaimer up.
Inquire.
You're becoming the National Enquirer. Put a disclaimer up. This is my opinion based on these facts and my opinion on those facts, and I'm countering what maybe might be the truth. You know,
to one of your strong points, the WWE.
Yes.
They had to, well, they lost because of the WWF, the World Wildlife Foundation, but they decided to identify as entertainment as opposed to a sport. They came out and said, all right, we're done pretending to be something we're not. And I'm wondering, did that occur because of someone suing them saying, since it's not really a sport, it's entertainment, you have to be called entertainment?
So, no. So the story behind that, to be honest with you, I mean, because there was actually a documentary about this. So when they actually talked about that, and they actually have a documentary out on their network, and one of the first episodes for this new thing, this new documentary, was they actually created a shirt that said, get the F out, right? And when they did the E, right? So Vince McMahon always saw them as sports entertainment, right? That's why he always used the word superstars and not wrestlers, you know? So he always saw himself as sports entertainment because, yes, professional wrestling is predetermined, but it's still a sport, right? You know, when you pick somebody up and you slam them down, that's you're still acrobatics and jumping off ropes and everything. But the outcome is predetermined. But the injuries are real. They're sports injuries.
Well, I mean, sure, you make an action movie, and the stuntman or the main character gets hurt. That doesn't make it a sport,
right? But it's still considered sports entertainment. That's why they use sports entertainment. It's a sport, but they're entertaining you. That's why they call it sports entertainment.
I don't know about that.
So collegiate wrestling is the same moves. They grapple, it's the same thing. The only difference is
they don't use folding chairs.
No, well, I mean, the outcome is
I'm look, I'm with Jeremy on this one. I wouldn't consider it it's not a sport, man, because the same way, look, if a movie of boxing comes out, you know, and Rocky, played by Sylvester Stallone, is a boxer, we wouldn't say Stallone is a boxer. No, we're saying Stallone is acting out a predetermined script, and it's just entertainment. Nobody's going to call Sylvester Stallone a
boxer,
an athlete. Right? Because he's not. So I don't know if it's a sport. It just has sport in the name, but I don't. I'm with you, Jeremy.
They cover it on ESPN now, CBS. I mean,
if they want to call it sports entertainment, I don't know. I don't know if I really care.
Let me ask you this, Tim. So say for example, there's a new sport that comes out. It's very similar to football, but
the XFL.
but the outcome is determined. Are people going to go watch this thinking, oh, I wonder who's going to win? No, I wonder who they picked the winner was, right? And if there's drama with it, that's entertainment. But if you've already picked the winners, there's really, you know what I mean? Like it's
right. But nobody knows who that is. The only people that know who's going to win are the people in the ring and the people writing it in the back. You know what I mean? So the athleticism of entertaining people in the ring, they have to be athletes. You can't be non-athletic to do this shit.
I'll give you that.
You're taking bumps.
I'll give you that.
They're athletes.
They're athletes.
If you ever tell a professional wrestler they're not a fucking right, athlete we're not, and let them chop you and tell you how real that shit is.
We're not saying that, you know, like to Nell, to Saul's point, right? We're not saying that they're not you know, in very good shape and they're very practiced in what they're what they do. And if the WWE wants to call it sports entertainment, that's fine. They're allowed to do that. It doesn't make it any less, right? There's still millions of people worldwide that love watching it and love going to their WrestleMania, you know, get-togethers at the Coliseums and arenas. And that's great. As long, you know, just that's great. But it's not a sport.
That's why they say they're sports entertainment. They're using sport, right, and they're entertaining you via this, via athleticism and storytelling and drama and all that shit. So the entertainment is the storytelling, the predetermined outcome.
So the best actor athlete wins.
Not even that. Not all the time.
Yeah, it's predetermined by somebody else. I mean,
yeah,
you know, the guy who's,
because sometimes I've seen some of these matches by who's like a guy who's like very unhealthy.
Yes,
ends up beating somebody who's like,
you know, like I was gonna say, basically, you know, you have
but that's the that's where the entertainment and the storytelling goes, right? Because normally those guys are the people that fucking crowd hates and they fucking flip off the crowd, and because the crowd's like, you know, that's the like, if you go back to the original like art of storytelling with wrestling way back in the Carney days, man, like they protected everything. Nobody even knew. So those guys, like when they you would see that guy that you hated when they went out in public, they were that guy. They were not like, hey, like Jeremy, you know what I mean? Like Jeremy like this.
Yeah,
and Jeremy and that, like they made you believe.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until as you got older and more people started spilling the beans on the business. People thought it was 100% real. Riots used to break out. Like people used to go with shanks to events to literally kill the bad guy, the heels.
Yeah,
because they didn't realize it wasn't.
That's why they changed it. I think that's why
like
they
if you look
it.
At res- if you go back like, and you look at like wrestling from like the 70s and 80s, holy shit! And these guys would play to the crowd. They didn't care. They would go out. But the true heels, like you go down south, like when Vince McMahon took it over, like when he started growing, you know, his empire, a lot of that got taken out, right? Because it was more about, you know, the boos and the cheers. But in other territories that were still down there in the south and in the Midwest and, you know, the southeast, holy shit, dude. Riots were still breaking out.
So this is a great example, right? So how many times his name is Vince McMahon, right? How many times has Vince McMahon come out and been a participant in this ring? You know,
numerous times.
One of them, Trump beats him up, and I wouldn't call Trump a sports athlete. Neither would I call Vince McMahon a sports athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like So to me, like it's not like what's his name? Who's the NBA commissioner? NBA commissioner goes out and shoots some hoops and is like, okay, now I'm a basketball player. It's like,
not really.
Right, but that's where some of it does come into that entertainment part, where it's unrealistic, but you're entertaining. But then the guys that actually do this for the living, like they have to stay in shape, they work out, they fucking do the same shit that a lot of the, like all these professional athletes do. They do the same exact workouts, man. They all work out together, you know? And people that have come from MMA, so this is how you know this is, you can say it's more of a sport than what you guys think. When people like Ronda Rousey that cross over into this, people like other, you know, ex-football players that have made it into wrestling, they all say the same shit. This is more intense than any sport, than any training they've ever done. It's more grueling.
And I don't think Nelson or I are arguing.
But from a sports, from a sports standpoint, right? From an athleticism standpoint, right?
Sure, it's a rough and tumble game, doesn't make it a sport.
You're beating the shit out of each other. Yeah, you might not be punching it in the face from the fist.
That's not a guarantee sport. You the punches. I guarantee you the punches that Ronda Rousey got when she was in the fake sport are very different than the punches
I'm not debating that. I don't debate that. But what I'm saying is the rest of the shit that they're doing, they pick them up and slam them. People think that there's a big fucking spring underneath. Dude, it's a piece of wood. It's wood that's underneath that shit.
Right.
And like a 3-inch freaking mat. So those guys, when they get slammed and all that crap, that they're getting their ass whooped. People don't realize it.
No, we
agree to disagree.
It's just not a sport.
As you can see, the Salty Show, we don't always agree at the Salty Show, especially when it comes to wrestling.
No, because that's the thing. I am not saying it's still real to me. Like, I understand the outcomes. I will never debate that the outcomes and everything, that's the entertainment part.
Right?
But from the athleticism,
which is also the entertainment part.
That's the sport part. That's the sport part, man. Right. I'm telling you.
Agree, disagree.
Jeremy made a great point. A stunt artist in a movie is doing takes a lot of athleticism to do that. But we wouldn't say that they're actually, you know what I mean? Like, it's all staged. But it's not like that person is actually doing that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but these guys are actually doing that. When a guy does a 450 freaking flip and lands on his neck and breaks it, that's real.
Yeah, but, when the guy stomps on the floor to make the sound of a punch and just taps the guy, come on, man. It's right. Like, it's not.
I'm agreeing with you on that part. There's parts of it that, yes, that are unrealistic, but then there's other parts that are 100% realistic. And you have to be athletic to do this shit.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Agree, disagree.
So did you hear about the 140 vehicle pileup this week?
Where?
Wyoming.
Wow.
They got video of it. Yeah, they have live video of it.
Send me that.
You can watch on YouTube. This is fucking like, holy shit. And people got out of the one truck and ran, thank God, because like, this is serious. This is fucking trippy.
See, that's scary, man.
Here.
About what, 3 weeks ago, I experienced my first time skating on ice. And I was in the drive up to my job. So it's like a small road and there was no cars. And, you know, obviously I'm going slow and I got it on four wheel drive, you know, just in case, you know. And yeah, man, I as I'm turning, you know, the truck starts sliding. But it was a slow slide. I turned the tires, you know, facing the way it's like, and quickly, you know, the car just gets traction again. I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I can't, you know, just because it's a weird feeling. Like as soon as you start sliding, you're like, oh sh-, you know, you just, there's, all you can do is hope that nothing happens. But again, I was going really slow, maybe 25 miles, you know, and sliding. I'm like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, go down a little right there.
Oh my God. There
goes another. Can you see it? Oh,
yeah.
See, he got safe. Go.
There goes another one. The car was right
there.
Oh, no. The car was right there. Look, there's another one, bro. Oh, my freaking hell.
Oh, no.
They're coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, watch. Bam.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. Keep watching. That's scary.
140 vehicles in all these semis.
I don't think you should get out of there, man.
Watch.
Oh, no.
People were dying.
Oh. That's scary.
140 vehicles from the snow. Is see, the people got out of their
is that
truck.
You don't see it.
But watch. Yeah, but the problem is, watch this shit. Like, there's nothing they could do. It's fucking ice. So here we go. You see that little car? Ooh. Watch the little car. They're not done. So the little car just got crushed.
Oh, no.
And there you
run,
go.
Dude.
All right. We getting back to this, or are we just going to edit?
Are we doing Chronicles?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You want to guess the state?
So Tinder is putting warnings out.
Pittsburgh.
Putting warnings out for
Tinder warns.
5'4" Guatemalan
wannabe hookups.
Cranberry.
Wannabe hookups to keep social distance for the COVID-19 safety. Tinder is warning hookup seekers to maintain a social distance to protect against the new virus.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, don't warn them against, like, creepers and
it's
HIV.
It's difficult
and
to maintain
herpes.
A social distance on a date or in bed.
Yeah.
They're even listing that they're just a come screw me website here, or app, whatever. Oh, but in a pop-up alert headlined. The dating app suggested that keep your social distance and away from public gatherings.
Jeez.
All right. Stay away from swiping right now, people.
Because you might get coronavirus.
Yeah.
Another
woke. Oh, what's the... was that a state?
No, there was no... Yeah, there's...
Yeah, it's just...
I don't know what to say. Pittsburgh.
Tinder. Okay, here's your state. Ready? The snake orgy prompts a partial closure of this city park.
Oh, it's somewhere in Florida. This is Florida. This has got Florida written all over it.
Snake orgy. What?
A snake orgy prompts partial closure of this city park.
Somewhere in Jacksonville. But it's Florida. It's definitely Florida. This has got Florida written all over it.
I'm going to say Louisiana. What do you got, Nelson?
Alabama.
Or Saul.
So, a city in Florida closed off part of a park after residents spotted dozens of snakes, which had apparently gathered for their annual coupling.
Fucking killed them all.
It appears they have congregated for mating. And the city of Lakeland Parks and Recreation Department said on Facebook with a photo of one of the serpents seen in the park by Lake Hollingsworth, southwest of Orlando. Officials on Thursday sealed off an area where the amorous reptiles could gather. Snake orgies. What the hell?
You said that was near Orlando?
Yeah. Okay, so I really do want to show you guys the picture
like in
of
between.
This.
No, I do. Oh, I
better
not be
snakes. I tell you what it is, no. This poor baby looks like it's got shit on its face. Look on my last link. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Please tell me it's not like a birth defect or anything like that.
No, this is fucking hilarious.
Okay, as long as it's a funny thing, not a...
Well, we'll
try to go just
funny.
To the picture. I just put it in
okay.
Zoom so you could do just the picture of the baby's face.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
breastfeeding mom regrets fake tanning
every
part of her body.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine? Poor baby.
It looks like he's eating a lot of chocolate.
He's been eating something he's not. That's not right.
So let me. Yeah, he ate the booty.
He looks like.
Let me ask you a question.
Trump Jr.
or Trump Senior. So let me ask you a question, Heidi, as a parent. So I thought, like, if you're breastfeeding, you're not supposed to even put chemicals like on you or anything like that, because that can get into, like, she shouldn't, like, in theory, she should be
cleaning herself off.
That or I mean the fact that she posted that should be alarming, because that technically couldn't that be child abuse?
Well, so look at the way that the word mum is spelled. So this is from the United Kingdom. It's in England. So
you are fake news.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Oh my Lord.
Where's the outrage? But everyone's like, oh, that's so cute. That's so funny. Blah blah blah. But, you know, God forbid, if that was like a Trumper, oh my God, you're killing your baby. You're a racist. So you're a bigot.
I saw this documentary.
You're a baby killer.
I saw this documentary on, you know, fighting influenza. And you know, this was the anti-vaxxers, you know, who were, you know, they don't want to vax. And this woman, obviously, I think she had like 4 kids and she was an anti-vaxxer. And, you know, she has gatherings at her house or whatever. And which was weird, because like I didn't see the dad anywhere. It was just her. I'm not saying that there was no dad, but I'm just saying that for most of the documentary, it was just her talking. And one of the things, you know, every single, you know, wherever she was out in public or her friends are, she's just like standing with her boob out, you know, breastfeeding her kid. And it's like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like so when your baby's hungry, but do you really, you know what I mean? Like. It, like I said, in this documentary, it was over and over again. I'm like, this woman just whips it out. It's like, okay, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Nelson? You got a problem with boobs?
Well, we had conversation
with
Samantha.
I have no problem with boobs. Yeah.
Well, we had that discussion with Samantha, you know, in one of our first episodes about, you know, women, you know, just pulling them out right in public and, oh, it's my right to feed. Okay. I guess I always cover it up.
I breastfed wherever just, I was. Yeah, that, but I mean, just was discreet about it.
No, my thing is like, she just pulled it out and boom. It's like, look, again, not that I, for me, by all means, women, but you know what I mean? Like there's a certain amount of public decency that should be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, oh, do you just, oh, I got to take a piss. I'm just whip my penis out and just piss
there
anywhere.
There you go. It's natural, right?
It's okay in California.
No, you, no, no. If you, no, you know what's messed up now? If you get caught taking a piss in public with your schlong hanging out, you can get put on the freaking sex offender list.
That's true. Yeah. You know, at least here in Arizona.
Oh my God. I'm like, look, I get it. If I go to a school in the middle of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like when the kids are out and I just pull my shit out and take it a bit. Okay. But if I'm at a, if I'm at 2 o'clock in the morning drunk at the bar and I'm pissing on a wall, no, I'm sorry. That better not be sex offender list. I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a
yeah.
time and place. Hey, or, like if I'm running down the street chasing everybody with it,
I, you know, oh my God, what are you doing?
Funny as shit, but
oh my God.
Sex offender list.
Jesus.
You know, I'm with you, Tim. I think for stuff like that, they should classify, right? If you're going to be now classified as a sex offender, there should be like parentheses. He was peeing on a wall. You know what I mean? Like that's really.
Yeah, I mean,
there's different levels. Yeah. There is different levels of.
Well, that all right. Oh, okay. They can get you on indecent exposure and shit like that, right? But
it still fucks you up, and it's still there. Yeah. Okay. So this company,
Kansas City,
is very upset right now, and would like everybody to stop buying their product to make their own homemade hand sanitizer during this outbreak of.
Wait, I'm gonna guess the company. I'm gonna guess the company.
I'm not going to tell you the company, but it's
Johnson & Johnson.
People keep threatening to replace hand sanitizer with this company's product.
Well,
and the company is begging them to stop.
Yeah, I heard someone saying that they were making homemade hand sanitizer out of like isopropyl alcohol. So who makes that?
Johnson & Johnson.
That's just store brand.
Okay, here we go.
Right?
Yeah, people keep threatening to replace hand sanitizer with vodka, and Tito's is begging them to stop.
Why does Tito's care?
Because good, it's man. Their yeah. vodka. They're, so it, the people are actually tagging. They're tagging Tito's vodka on Twitter and like, please stop spreading this rumor.
Why?
I mean, hello, your vodka's going to fly off the shelf.
Don't people realize alcohol kills germs, so keep drinking?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm drinking.
This is why I'm not going to get coronavirus because I drink vodka.
Yeah, you know, so the one thing that blows my mind is about a year and a half ago. About 2 or 3 years ago, we were at Walmart. Looking to pick up some whiskey or whatever, and I looked over in the vodka section, and they sell the 750 milliliter bottle of vodka for $3.93 or something crazy
it's
like
the
that.
The plastic generic one.
Yes, yeah, the plastic, you know, generic bottle. But I'm just thinking, if you're going to make hand sanitizer, why would you buy a $25-$30 bottle of Tito's? Right. When you can buy a $3, $4 bottle of the cheap stuff, and it's the same thing.
Because it's those one percenters that can afford to make hand sanitizer out of it.
Well, I guess. Yeah, you got to be bougie about your hand sanitizer.
You're right. Like, why would a company not want to sell?
Because they want people to drink their shit and not. Well, because here's the thing.
They don't care.
No. Let me explain. No. This is why alcohol companies don't want you doing this. If this shit is strong enough to kill coronavirus, No, but then people are going to start boycotting and be like, we got to stop drinking alcohol because what are we putting into our body? Yes. Oh, with these new millennials and everything and everybody crying about what's in alcohol.
So the only thing I could think of on that line is that if you're one of the, and Tito's is, there's waves of popularity as far as alcohol goes, right? It's one day it's Fireball is the killer, right? And then it's like that for a year or so, and then it drops back down, and then it's Screwball, and that's out for a little while, and then it's Tito's is the hot and bothered vodka. And I'm wondering if they're in that swing, and they don't want people to lose track of it because they can't find it because everyone's buying it to put on their hands.
Maybe
that's the only it's a marketing thing, right? They're riding this wave of, hey, vodka is the new thing, and Tito's is obviously a placeholder, you know, a position player in that world. And if people are basically pulling it off the shelves, they're losing that momentum, or they could be losing that momentum.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of vodka
thing
do you
drink on that?
Kettle One.
I'm just kidding.
Why you hit me with the crickets?
How do you feel with the? How do you feel?
The fuck! I didn't say nothing. You asked me what I drink. I said kettle.
How do you feel about 10 people ages between 90 and 99 on cocaine?
Dude, I want to see that.
Hey, if you're going to go,
dude, Nell and me and Mimar, whatever, Oh, those two on cocaine. I would love to see that.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Okay, hold on. This reminds me of this story that I saw recently. And so there's this old man, dude, and he looks like he's a homeless drug addict or something. He's got some mental problems. This story
San
came
Francisco?
Out of this. Yeah, this story. It is in San Francisco. You're right. This story came
of
out.
Of course it is.
I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. But somebody recently posted it and I was cracking up. But listen, look at the. I mean, I'm sorry for the language because the guy who talks on this he's just very vulgar, but this is hilarious, dude.
This nigga done brought a dead raccoon in the motherfucking McDonald's. Look at this shit. That motherfucker dead in the motherfucker. This nigga got rabies like a motherfucker. This motherfucker crazy. They ain't gonna bring it in there where the food at. Nigga, you so motherfucking stupid. Look at this shit. This motherfucker put the raccoon on the table.
Come on.
He come up. He's got him on the table, bro. And he getting up leaving now. Look at this shit.
I'm
look,
crying.
Now.
And now he's leaving.
Look at this
leaving it there.
What?
Wow. This motherfucker bring a dead ass raccoon into McDonald's.
This nigga crazy.
I tell you. Only in
San Francisco. It's a pretty
Francisco.
Big raccoon, too.
Only in motherfucking San Francisco.
So let me...
Nigga trying to come get his stuff.
So let me ask you a question.
Go to work.
He's just standing
there. Look at this bullshit. This motherfucker dead in the motherfucking his ass over there. He brung him in there. This motherfucker right here. Boy, I done seen it all. Somebody need to call 911 on this dumb ass. He gonna bring a dead ass motherfucker raccoon and put him on the table.
He zooms
this
in.
This nigga crazy. This nigga crazy than the motherfucker right here. I don't know nothing out this McDonald's. I will never come back to this motherfucker. This some goddamn bullshit.
Isn't that crazy?
Look, it's
dude?
Even got its tongue yeah, laying out on the table.
Yeah, he needs to go to jail. This nigga
got rabies.
So that's what I was going
to
say. I'm like, this ain't even about police at this point. They need to get everybody out of there because that's a fucking hazard.
Yeah.
That's a hazard. Rabies, everything like that. You won't talk about spreading coronavirus. That thing's got more diseases on them than anything else.
Yep.
And and the raccoon. You know what I mean?
So they got to
Wait, was that about the old guy or the raccoon?
Both of them. I mean, shit.
The guy obviously
they're probably sharing
problem.
At this point.
But like,
been mouthing him.
Some drugs. I have no idea.
They got to disinfect everything.
But why do you take it into a fucking McDonald's?
That's, there's obviously a mental illness with them.
That
man.
Was his pet.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, maybe it was his friendly neighborhood raccoon. Who knows?
And he's like, what? This guy's out of his mind, bro.
Yeah, obviously his brain is not. Look at the shit on the back of his pants.
So they
I mean, obviously
shutting down
he's
the McDonald's.
Not.
It was shut down for 3 days and they had to sanitize the whole place.
They need to shut.
The guy just grabs it.
Oh my God! Look,
kicks him out.
Oh, I would never want to eat there again, man.
Okay, I sent you one last link.
What the fuck, man?
Oh my God!
Oh, blood smears all over the table.
Oh my God! Look at it; it's spilling. Holy shit! What the fuck?
They're carrying the Hershey's chocolate from the refrigerator into the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah, close that place. They did close it down 3 days. It was shut down. That's insane. No.
I still wouldn't want to eat there, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could do it either. McDonald's are just so... Ugh. Look at the guy inside the store that works there, and he's got a mask on his face.
How many views did this get?
I don't know. Somebody just recently posted it, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is insane!"
I mean, it tells you right there; it's all blurry. I can't see.
Yeah, it's
January 2019. Is that what it says?
2019, but 3,000 views only. But
that was over a year ago.
Yeah,
That's a year ago. So I mean,
yeah,
that's more than a year ago.
Yeah, I didn't see it until recently. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, more to come.
Before we close out and we go on to the last headline, but this is just to show people, this is what's going on in San Francisco. Like I brought it up the other day. Follow SF Deplorable on Twitter. You want to see what's going on in the streets of San Francisco that nobody's reporting on? This guy is reporting it all. There was a video. He caught these guys. These homeless people ran into CVS and a Walgreens. They looted this shit. Nobody stopped them. They had big bags with them, big plastic black bags with them. They took everything on the shelves and just robbed the store right in front of everybody. Nobody did nothing to these bums, right?
What can they do?
No, but hold on. You know what they did? They ran down down the street because he wound up following them. They wound up putting it all on display right outside the homeless shelter, selling everything for a dollar.
What's it called?
SF Deplorable. And the cops, nothing. Nobody stopped this shit from happening. Everything they robbed, they're doing this now because there's nobody will stop these guys.
Well,
they just run
the
in
law,
and loot.
Right? I think it was $500 and they can't, anything that below $500 or something like that, they couldn't. SF Deplorable, you said?
So they're condoning this shit. Look up SF Deplorable.
Right, like
on
San
Twitter.
Francisco Deplorable.
Yeah, there's three different.
No, go to people. So go to people. Yeah, this guy. Oh, yeah, this guy. This one's good. Sitting in the middle of the street, drugged out of his mind, pants, but he's dancing.
Pants around his ankles.
He put music behind him, but yeah.
And people just walk by nothing.
Yeah.
It's normal. Like, this is normal.
I'd be afraid, bro. I'd be afraid.
This is sad, man. This is terrible. This is ruined a beautiful city, man. This is liberalism for you, man. Ruined the city. Wow.
I love the track, though. The guy probably shit himself too.
How many of these videos does this guy post every week?
This guy, because he was a former junkie and shit, so he's recovered.
He knows where to go and how to get there. Right?
Oh, this is all Nintendo line, dude. So keep going down. This is the same guy.
How do I change this? Because it's got it set up where it won't let me just.
Just having an argument with herself. This is, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Right. But this is common out there.
Yeah, and everybody's walking.
Yeah, the people behind her just walking oblivious. By, like, hey, this is normal part of life in San Francisco.
Yeah, and they go, you know what they say? Oh, this is part of what makes the city. This is what's great about San Francisco.
This is what makes San Francisco a piece of shit.
Somebody's this is why sleeping? I want to go live in Boise or something like that.
Somebody is sleeping on the street.
In the middle of the street.
Middle of the street.
Yeah. He's going to get run over by a damn.
Is that a police officer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is when somebody winds up getting hit by the cable cars and we got to stop with cable cars because people dying. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this guy's great. Look at this guy's face. You'd think it's a mask. But it's not. That's his real face.
I like how they do the his pant. What is that? That show, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh, is that where that's from?
Yeah, it's Walking Dead.
Oh my god!
Wow, dude.
And he looks like it. It's not a mask. That's his real face and hair.
Wow.
Well, keep going down. Keep going down. There's more.
I mean, as entertaining as it is for us, you know, we have people listening who are going, what's going on?
This guy might be shitting himself, so I don't know if you want to watch this one.
Oh, yeah, that is. There's shit all over his ass.
Yeah,
he's going to put his hand in and eat it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I can't imagine.
No.
I can't imagine. He's pulling shit out of his ass.
No, dude, no.
look at Saul.
Oh my god.
All right, scroll down. I can't watch this shit no more because he's probably going to eat it. I don't want to see it.
Oh, this is the CVS one you're talking about.
Yeah. So you got to go down one.
This is them stealing it.
So keep going. Go down again.
Oh shit.
This is just another cracked out dude.
That's sad, man. That's a kid. This is sad. Yeah. You know, and this is the problem, man. Like, these liberal, these are the, this is what compassion does, right?
oh, let's not put these people in jail. Let's not, you know, do nothing. This is what happens. You have a generation of zombies, man. This is the zombie apocalypse.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, man. This is terrible.
You can do this. Oh, yeah, this guy's good. Yeah,
I'm
going to
follow
blown.
This guy because that's, yeah. that's crazy.
But anyway, this is... You know what? I'm jealous. I can't do that. And I do yoga every day. I know.
Apparently, you need to do crack every day and you can do it.
Oh, yeah. They get limber real quick. Well, they're not sitting at desks, so...
Anyway.
Yeah, not waking up and going to a job
we'll
every
close
day.
It out. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus. It ended in a low note today. But is this,
yeah, where do you,
no,
where do you go?
Then end in a funny one.
Hold on.
Then,
he's got
a
one
funny
more.
One then. Go to the chat and click on the last link.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Add in a... Here. There you
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah. People. I've seen this. Yeah, so there's a town... There's a town in Mexico where they do this. They play with the C4? What is the explosive that they use? Anyway, so they yeah, they do this thing where they blow up.
Where are they getting C4?
That's not a funny note.
I don't know what explosive.
It's funny. It's funny.
They are knowingly going and doing this. Give
it's
me a break.
Mexico,
come on.
Man. This is
Darwinism.
Okay, it says the event, which takes place every February, so it just happened the last day of February, involves people attaching a mix of sulfur and chlorate to the ends of a sledgehammer.
Yeah, and
then smash the hammers against rail beams, making the substance explode and send up massive clouds of smoke. Some of the participants are flung backwards with the force. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so this is a competition that they have. Whoever can make the biggest...
Yeah, it's a festival.
Yeah. The biggest smoke bomb, basically.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so...
The Darwin is calling.
There, yeah, well, there's a pop in a big cloud of smoke, but it doesn't really seem like it's...
No, yeah, it's not a...
I don't want to say dangerous. I mean, it's knocking them over, but...
So according to the legend, the town's namesake, San Juan de la Vega, was victim of a theft from bandits who took his gold. So St. John the Baptist helped get it back and became a Mexican Robin Hood.
Wow. Wow.
Over 6,000 people attended this festival this year.
Wow. Wow. Darwin. This is Darwinism, my friend.
So there you go.
This is Darwin. Darwin like, is knocking every.
It's like that run of the bull or bull of the
running
whatever.
Yeah,
the
Darwin is calling.
No, no. So wait.
Is it Pamplona? Is that where they do that? Pamplona, Spain?
I don't know. Yeah, somewhere. Darwin is calling.
All right. Well, that's a little happier note to leave on. Self-inflicted stupidity versus drug
so
abuse.
You, so you know what? You know how people get injured? Not from the explosion, from when they take the sledgehammer and throw it.
Yeah, I did say one of the injuries was from a leg.
You like the music I put on it?
Because that's exactly what's playing in the background.
Holy cow.
That just makes it 100 times funnier.
Señor, las bombas.
You know, and the weirdest thing is the one guy slings the hammer, it explodes. He gets blown back 3 feet, and there's a next guy who runs up and grabs the rail and sets it back up so he can do the same thing. It's not even like, maybe I should rethink this.
Darwinism, exactly. Darwinism. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Guten Tag. Bye.